This is episode 1558. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down. When you slow down, you can connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, you're going to be guided as we continue along in day 6 of our 7-part series on emotional healing. And we're following along with the beautiful book From Heartache to Wholeness by Christine Carlson. You will be guided through the promise she offers at each chapter, and then you'll be guided through the soul mantra she has at the end of each chapter, as well as some thought-provoking reflection questions. This is a beautiful healing journey, and I hope you've been enjoying it this week. And if you haven't had the chance, we interviewed Christine at the very first episode. You can find that episode and listen to it so that you can maximize your experience with your healing journey this week. So that was episode 1553, where I interviewed Christine. Now, as this is a Friday, every Friday I share something additional with you, and that happens to be an herb. Herbs can benefit you in a similar way as do meditation techniques. You always want to check with your physician or healthcare provider before you take any herb, especially if you're breastfeeding, nursing, or you take medication. Don't be afraid of the herbs, simply respect them. They are powerful. The herb I'll share with you today for our healing series is an herb you may not be familiar with sipping in a tea, and that is linden. Linden is an herb that offers support for a wide variety of health ailments, including help with sleep disorders and headaches, including help with bronchitis, bladder control, and even swelling joints. So you can see that it covers a broad spectrum to help you with your own physical healing. So it has a nice flavor, linden. You may want to sip it with a little honey or lemon to sweeten it, and you can be on your way to exploring a new herb as you begin a new journey, which is what this episode is all about. All week long, you've been exploring awareness as to what caused your suffering or heartache or any kind of trauma or illness. And you have thought about what you might need to support yourself along the way, and especially to empower yourself. So today's episode is all about putting some closure on the heartache, the loss, the pain, and moving forward on your journey to rediscover yourself as you heal. This is from chapter 5 of Christine's book, From Heartache to Wholeness. You can find the full guided meditations, as always, on our SIP and OM meditation app. It's SIPANDOM. You can try this app for 2 weeks free, and you get a journal. So this week it's a healing journal, and that has a daily reflection question for you to go more deeply into the series. This is a good series to go deeply in as you do self-care for emotional healing. You also get a slow down guide each week, which is like a meditation cheat sheet with the different techniques organized for you. Many people like to download these and place them around their most prevalent areas, maybe their office desk or their nightstand or even on a table where they might eat, to do a technique or two from the slow down guide so you can have peace, clarity, and energy all day long. So settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, relaxing your body, closing your eyes, lifting them slightly upward as they're closed. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Inhale and exhale through your nose, noticing how your breath begins to calm itself as your body becomes calmer. Inhaling and exhaling through your nose. This keeps your breath nice and soft. Now the promise of chapter 5 is discovery, recovery, and rediscovery. She says, at this stage, you are aware that you are not the same. While there is heartbreak, there's also an opportunity to rediscover your true self and reclaim the passions that you've left behind to live the life you've lived. Bring to mind your healing journey this week and the pain you may be experiencing. And we'll put some closure on that pain. Soul mantra she offers is, I love and respect myself fully and completely. I am enough as I am. I love and respect myself fully and completely. I am enough as I am. Think about what thoughts you need to release in order to heal. And what beliefs do you have that limit you and hold you back from healing? How is your life a mirror to what you're feeling? Do your actions represent how you're feeling and how you want to live your life? What are you most grateful for? And what kind of relationships serve you best now? Romantic, with your family and loved ones, your friends and peers, which relationships best serve you now? Continue to reflect and sit in stillness, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.